Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, you guys see the title. You see the title of this episode. Yes, this is actually the last episode of the show. We've done over 229 episodes. So today would be episode 230. We've been doing this, I want to say, since the end of last year. You know, multiple sports, doing a lot of different things, and, you know, definitely won a lot. You know, definitely won a whole lot more than we lost. And that I know for a fact. You know, what I will say, life is interesting, right? Like, life is interesting. There's a lot of different opportunities popping up in front of me right now. A lot of things that that are just kind of taking place, right, in this very moment. A lot of good stuff, I'll be honest with you guys. A lot of good things are starting to happen in my life. A lot of dreams and things that I've been wanting to accomplish for quite some time, right? A lot of things that I've been trying to kind of put to the side for whatever reason, right? Just, you know, you kind of get distracted from your goals a lot. And I've become so much more focused now on the things that I really want to accomplish for myself personally. I've done a lot this year. I've kept you guys, you know, on track with everything that I've been doing. You know, from getting a new home, new vehicle, got my daughter in a new school, new area. Like, I just kind of essentially upgraded my life. And I think for me now, there's a lot of opportunities that are sitting in front of me where it's just like, man, go out and take it, you know, go out and take it. And I think that's where I find myself. So I just wanted to make sure that I brought this to you guys. So yes, this is the last episode of the Take It or Leave It podcast for right now. Who knows? The show itself may come back. I don't know. We will see. We will see how life kind of, you know, turns things. But I wanted to, you know, definitely get another episode up today just to let you guys know, since you've essentially been hearing my voice daily. So I wanted to, you know, just kind of get on here, give you some more picks, my last set of picks. And then also too, I will also still be doing chats for BetQL. So I will be hosting the BetQL chat tonight during the Broncos and Chiefs game. So definitely hop on the app, sign up, download that, and hop in the chat tonight, y'all. Let's make this money. I want to see what you guys think about, you know, certain plays, what you like, what you think is going to work. Let's do that. You know, let's make that money tonight, y'all. So I will give you guys six of my favorite plays for tonight. And I also have something interesting dropping on Twitter tonight. So make sure you get on there and see. It has a lot to do with this Broncos and Chiefs matchup. So you might get on there and see a different side of your boy, you know, a different talent that some people may not have seen. All right. Yeah, so I'm going to just kind of recap yesterday on our plays from MLB that we did have from the Phillies and Braves matchup. And then we'll jump into our new plays for tonight so you guys can tail those. Do whatever you want to do with it, y'all. Do whatever you want to do. You know, if you believe in the plays, beautiful. If not, that's cool. Just do what you got to do. All right. So let's jump back into yesterday. So we had six plays going on for the Braves and the Phillies. And the way I saw it, man, I thought the Braves were going to play a lot better. But I'll tell you this. I didn't know about this Orlando Arcia situation, right? Now, you know, hearing that he made some statements within the locker room that then eventually got into the Phillies locker room, specifically to like Bryce Harper, right? Now, I am a firm believer in not giving any team locker room material, because I know myself personally, like I'm a person, like I do a lot of different things competitively, but even down to like me playing 2K, and if any of y'all want that work, let me know. But when I play 2K and I'm playing with my team and everything like that, if I'm just chilling, happy, having fun or whatever, sometimes I may not be playing my best because, you know, your brain is kind of distracted looking at other things. But the second you say anything to me, and I know a lot of people who can account for this, the second you say a word to me, you talk about, you know, you call me trash, you say anything that's going to light me up, it's over for you. That is literally how I am as a person. So I can't imagine what it is for these players who get paid millions of dollars to be competitive in their sport, right? I think they look for any level of motivation. Look at Michael Jordan in The Last Dance. He was finding ways, even if he had to make up a story, he would find ways to create that level of motivation. And then also too, while I'm talking about this, if you guys hear any pounding, any sounds, I have some people working on my roof right now. So just throwing that out there just in case. But yes, any motivation you give professional athletes is never a good thing for you. You never want to give people locker room material. So I didn't know about that up until I read about it this morning, right? Because my mindset would have been a little bit different, because when you start talking trash about a particular team or you say anything to kind of slight them in the locker room, I usually lean towards the team that's being a little bit more quiet because they're creating and building up that motivation, right? So that's the way that I personally see it because I live that myself. So just saying, I would have thought about things a little bit differently had I known that prior, but either way, all right? So jumping into the plays, we had Ronald Acuna Jr. to record 2+ bases, which he got, so shout out to him. He got that pretty early in the game, I believe hitting a double at the top of the first. We had Trey Turner to record 2+ total bases, which he got as well. We had Bryce Harper to record 2+ total bases, and I believe he ended with 8. Because he hit 2 home runs yesterday. That boy had himself a game, and he stared down Orlando Arcia. So, you know, the motivation was there, was definitely on his mind. And listen, man, like I said, had I known, we would have had a different conversation, but that is neither here nor there. We also had Marcell Ozuna to record an RBI, didn't get it. Matt Olson, who I thought would be playing a lot better in these playoffs, has not. He did not record that run. And of course, we had the Atlanta Braves +1.5 on a run line, and they got absolutely mollywopped. All right, they lost 10-2. So of course, that did not cover for us, but it's all good. Went 3-3. It is what it is. All right. So y'all listen, I'm just going to give you guys my last 6 picks for this show. I have an interesting perspective on this game tonight. Of course, I'm not going to use my bias for this Broncos game whatsoever. I'm just going to have fun with it, y'all. So let's see what we can do. But without further ado, let's get right on into these plays.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
All right, first play of the day. And I'll tell you, this play is probably going to be pretty controversial. but I'm still going with it. I'm taking Patrick Mahomes to throw an interception tonight. Okay? Throw an interception tonight. Here's my reasoning for it. If you look back at his history against the Broncos, which he's never lost, mind you, to the Broncos, but almost every other game, essentially, he's thrown a pick against his Broncos team. Almost every other game. So I think there's a 50-50 chance. That's just the way I see it, right? That's just the way I see it. All right, so we're going to take that at plus 105. So we're taking some plus money value here in the spot for Mahomes to throw a pick tonight. I like it. I think it makes sense. And that's just what I'm going to do. All right. We're also going to take Russell Wilson to record over 31.5 passing attempts. I think Russ has to throw the ball a lot tonight. I don't think that running the ball is going to be the best strategy against this Chiefs team because you need to put up points and put them up in a hurry. Javonte Williams is just coming back from an injury. I know Jaleel McLaughlin has been playing well, even ever since the preseason, right? He's been balling. So, you know, he's going to have his chance, but I think Russ is going to have to throw the air out of the ball tonight. So I think probably closer to about 40 attempts is going to be more his mark tonight for passing. Because I think you're going to have to, especially if you're down, right? And obviously most people believe that'll be the case, okay? Next play, we're going to take Patrick Mahomes under 34.5 passing attempts at plus 100. Yes, Mahomes passes the ball a lot, right? Absolutely passes the ball a lot. The way I see it, if they go up early in this game, they're going to run the ball a lot more. McKinnon is going to run the ball. Pacheco, obviously their lead back, he's going to run the ball. You might even see some Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You might see a lot more different guys kind of getting involved depending on how early the Chiefs go up in this game because the Broncos defense has been abysmal. Abysmal. They let Breece Hall run up and down crazy. So I think the Broncos have the 32nd worst run defense and the 29th worst defense in the league, if not 32nd. Like, they are terrible defensively right now. Shout out to Vance Joseph. But that's the way I see it. I think Mahomes won't have to pass as much. I think he passes a lot early. They get a lead, and I think they end up running it more so in the second half. So that's the way I see it, okay? Next play, we're actually going to take Patrick Mahomes over 21.5 rushing yards. Yes, I like this spot here for Mahomes. I think within these divisional type of games, you're going to get the quarterbacks running a little bit more because these teams they're familiar, right? Like they see them twice a year, so they're familiar with certain things. So the quarterback has to be a little bit more creative in moving around with the ball. So I like Mahomes over 21.5 rushing yards. I think it's a really good spot here for him. We're going to take that at minus 120. I like those odds. And then also on the other side, we're taking Russell Wilson over 19.5 rushing yards at minus 125. I like both of these quarterbacks to run a little bit tonight. It makes sense to me. That's just the way that I personally see it, y'all. That's the way I see it, all right? And then last but not least, we're going to take Marvin Mims over 17.5 receiving yards. He's one of those deep threats for the Broncos. I think he can catch. He's going to get this in one pass, right? If he catches the ball, he rarely ever catches like 5-10 yard stuff that's close. I think he's going to be midfield or down the field kind of threat. So I like this spot here from Marvin Mims over 17.5 receiving yards. And I like the odds here. I mean, they make a lot of sense at minus 130. I think all of this together, you put them together as a parlay, over 3,000 odds. So enjoy. That's what I like today. So here's our quick recap. Mahomes to throw an interception. Russell Wilson over 19.5 rushing yards. Patrick Mahomes over 21.5 rushing yards. Russell Wilson to throw the ball or attempt passing over 31.5 times. Patrick Mahomes under 34.5 passing attempts. And Marvin Mims over 17.5 receiving yards. Listen, y'all, this show has been a pleasure. It's been a whole lot of fun. You know, definitely talking with you guys on Twitter or Instagram, different places, you know, and even people, you know, I know personally, and they would text me like, yo, I tailed your plays and made some money. So that's been a lot of fun doing a show, y'all. But listen, for everybody who's listening, I appreciate you guys listening, the time that you have. Good luck to everybody. Let's make some money tonight. But like I tell you all the time, you got two options. You take it or leave it. Peace.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.